text costs £2 plus your standard network rate. You'll need to be available to answer your phone when the lines close at 7:45 tomorrow morning. Your Genius B8 Snow Rover and Living Great Britain's Play. All the rules, including online entry, are at radiox.co.uk. If you knew that was Blue Monday, we want you on the show tomorrow. We want you to win. We want to give away some money. 1,000 for song number one, 2,000 for song number two. You get to the third song, you give me the title before the time runs out, you win £5,000. Song four gets you 10, and it can be done. You go for the fifth song and you give me the title before the clock hits zero, you win £20,000. Text now. You could be playing tomorrow.
The Chris Moyle Show. 20 seconds to 20K. Radio X.
Sean's still trying to work it out there. God bless him.
The Chris Moyle Show.
We'll be right back. Radio
X. The Chris Moyle Show.
With Škoda. Jump into the big electric test drive event.
Radio X. 10 years ago.
Something started that changed everything. 10 years of voting, celebrating, debating.
Radio X Best of British 2025.
Who will be your 10th winner? Now on Global Player, the official Radio X app.
Radio X Best of British 2025.
With B&Q, bring style to your outdoors this spring.
This Easter, Waitrose have made things a little extra. We've made chocolatey croissant-shaped eggs with the number one blonde chocolate croissant. We've put eggs inside other Easter eggs, like our number one cracking pistachio. We've even made number one flat Easter eggs. Thick slabs of egg-shaped chocolate with delicious toppings. Might keep that one for myself. So go on, it's Easter. Make it good. Waitrose. Food to feel good about. Selected stores, subject to availability. Prices may vary in Channel Islands, Little Waitrose and Partners and concessions.
What has two toppings and serves two hungry people? Shall I just tell you? It's Domino's Collection Perfection. That's just $7.99 for any two-topping medium pizza when you collect. Bargain. So go on, strut down to your local Domino's store now.
Domino!
T's and C's apply. See dominoes.co.uk.
Octopus Energy, Britain's number one choice for energy. Outstanding customer service and Which? Recommended 8 years running. Visit octopus.energy/one.
Check your retirement savings are on track with PensionBee's easy-to-use app. Because when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. When investing, your capital is at risk.
Dunelm's got just what I'm after for my glowing. You're the one that I want. You are the one I want. You're the one that I want.
Bring in spring with throws to wow and cushions to add colour from £7 at Dunelm.
The home of homes.
Hello, UK. At Benenden Health, we offer access to affordable private healthcare.
We like affordable.
You'll love this then, Roz. You see, we're all about our members, not profit.
What's the
price, Angelo? It's less than £16 per person per month.
Can anyone join?
Yes, Sam. 870,000 people and thousands of businesses are already with us. So, what are you waiting for? Search Benenden Health for affordable private healthcare. Wait periods apply, including for surgical treatment. Not all treatments covered. Other limits and exclusions apply. Visit benenden.co.uk. Fee review periodically. UK only.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Miles Z.
Hey, how many K's in Chris?
20 K's.
How many K's in the 4 till 7 thing?
None.
Right, that's because we don't need cash to get listeners. We've got radio shortest running, lowest scoring, least engaging, simming-based, true or false challenge, the Bettown Quiz.
Actually, maybe we should offer some cash.
We should get some cash.
Yeah. We need some cash. The 4 till 7.
People like cash.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
It's the most wonderful time of.
Are you a smart booker or a silly booker? Smart bookers get access to a 3-airport lounge by booking a 5-star holiday with On the Beach. Silly bookers Well, enjoy those queues at the bar. Stop booking around and visit onthebeach.co.uk.
Conditions apply. 7-night minimum stay. Outbound only from selected airports for up to 6 people. Adult protected.
On the beach.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Skoda. Jump into their electric range.
The Chris Moyle Show.
You know when, don't count on me, I'll do it again. Don't count on me, it's the boy drunk missing. Don't count on me, cause I'm not listening.
No good anymore, man, I'm not afraid. And I don't give a shit about nothing.
You see it on the corner, talking all like a puppet.
But you don't make sense from all the cats you meet. Cause at the end, don't stay.
You'll be ringing off the hook.
You're on the handle,
man. What
even telephone?
Listening to the Chris Moyle Show on Radio X. Chris has briefly nipped out of the studio to stretch his legs. But don't worry, he'll be back shortly. In the meantime, how about we all enjoy this next tune together? Tidy.
We'll be right back.
Chris. I texted you this morning saying how bad I am at 20 seconds to 20K. However, I got Blue Monday within a couple of seconds. Keith and Salford.
Oh, rub it in, Keith.
Well, no, it's not that. Then have a go if you want.
Mm.
Someone else says, Blue Monday was so easy. Then enter the game.
Yeah.
Get me on tomorrow to play to win. I've known each of the songs that have been used for the game, says Dan. All right, oh, okay. I mean, it doesn't. We can't pick you. It's got to be picked at random.
It doesn't really work like that, Dan.
Every day I wanted them to win. So yesterday, when your man won 1,000, I thought he's going to take his £1,000.
Absolutely.
Because I'm going to play on.
Callum.
And I'm like, really? I don't think I hid my surprise. Mm. Are you?
Are you? Are you mad?
But then he did, and then he didn't get the second one.
Yeah.
Which I thought he would.
He did have 14 and a half seconds, though, so it's, you could argue, in hindsight, not the right call, but at the time, probably the right call.
The game can be done. It can be won. Danny won £20,000. She went for the last one she had. I don't know how many seconds left she had.
I don't know.
It was a Foo Fighters track, and she went, Foo Fighters, so-and-so, The Pretender. It was The Pretender, and she won. That was it. She said the name of the song before the time ran out. She won £20,000.
Incredible.
So, tomorrow, you could be on. Give it a go.
Give it a go.
Yeah, chickens.
Yeah, that's what Pippa calls you all, off air.
That was off air.
Yes. She went, a bunch of chickens.
Yeah, and she did a chicken walk around the studio while I was clucking.
What I mean is, just... give it a go. Like, if you've said this before, look at it in stages. Just go to answer one track in 20 seconds.
Yeah.
For that first.
And then it's your call after that, isn't it?
Now, here's the thing. I love it when people text in and they tell us about our job. I like it when people go, you know what you should do? Oh, yeah, go on. You tell us what you should do. What do you do for a living?
Oh, I work in a bank.
Right, yeah. You tell us how to do radio. Go on. Why don't you give away free money?
You don't work like that.
Oh, right. So here's someone who's texting. They've texted him five times.
Right.
This game is a massive rip-off.
Oh.
It's obviously a moneymaker for Radio X.
Oh, trust me, no, it's not.
Oh, it really isn't.
Yeah, we've given away almost £100,000 on this game. Over £100,000 since we started playing 20 Seconds 20K.
Yeah.
Now, then they text in... absolute joke. That was ridiculously hard. Game's a rip-off. I'm fuming. Now, let me read their text again. Absolute joke. That was ridiculously hard. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me go to another one. Blue Monday was so easy. Says someone else.
Yeah.
Chris, I texted you this morning saying how bad I am in the game. However, I got Blue Monday within a couple of seconds. I've just read that one out. This just shows you. Yeah. So, it's easy if you know the name of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't know the name of it, it's very difficult.
Absolutely.
If you do know the song and your mind goes blank, then you either don't get it or you do get it.
Yeah, it's easy if you know it. It's like anything.
Right? I could plug my phone in now, put my tracks on, go to shuffle, and then see if you know the song, Tom. Right?
I can't do this game because last time I did it, Jerky Boys came up. That could have been very dangerous.
I don't know what that means.
Jerky, it's not a euphemism. Jerky boys, they do crank phone calls in America.
Oh.
Yeah.
I felt like a bit of an innuendo, like a bit of
No.
I can only play the song from the beginning because it's on my phone. I don't have like a bit queued up.
Is it clean?
No.
Oh.
It's Rage Against the Machine.
But it...
Ah.
Well, what's wrong with that?
That's fine, isn't
it? First bit's fine.
That and the Jerky Boys, no problem.
Okay, Tom, you ready?
Ready.
Okay, here we go, right? Now, what are you thinking?
I know. Oh, Road to Hell. Is it Road to Hell?
No.
It's Sultan's a Swing.
There you go. That took you 16 seconds.
I was thinking Chris Rea for some reason.
Now, let me just show you how that works. So, Sultan's a Swing was the name of the track.
Yeah.
Thought it was Jolene.
Okay. Now, let's try Pippa and see how Pippa gets on.
Oh, dear. Sultans of Swing.
Now, 3 seconds.
Yeah, exactly.
You see, so it just shows you, for some people it's harder than others.
Exactly.
Yeah, I found that quite easy, actually.
Ready?
I wonder if Captain would
Captain, work. You have a go.
Sultans of Swing.
Now, 1 second.
So 1 second, Captain.
Tom, you're rubbish.
You're terrible at that game.
Awful. So easy.
So easy. Why does that have Chris Rea in my head?
I thought it was Jolene first time.
Yeah, it's got that little, yeah. You can hear that. Yeah, a bit country.
Yeah.
A bit countryish.
What did you think it was originally? Chris Rea?
Chris Rea.
Road to hell, did you say?
This is a road to hell.
That's what okay. I
said. All right. Well, you were wrong.
I was.
Okay, here we go.
Stood still on a highway.
Oh. Road to hell.
No, it's part two we need, isn't it?
Road to hell. Chris Rea, Road to Hell.
It is Road to Hell, yeah. Well done.
It's easy, isn't it? Good song, this.
Oh, could that go in the Platinum Hour?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm going to stick that in there.
Yeah.
I've got to do that today. It's Wednesday.
It's a great song, that.
Good luck. Jason's texting saying, Chris, I've got under pressure 3 days in a row so far.
Wow. There you go.
Well done, you.
100% record.
Text in if you want to play the game tomorrow. You could be playing 20 seconds to 20K and getting a... Oh, I'd love it if one of them got on tomorrow by fluke. And they're like, yeah, it's easy, this game. It's easy, it's easy. All right, start the clock. Chris Rea, Dire Straits, Or equally, the person who goes, this game's a rip-off, it's too difficult. They get on the air, track number one, they get it straight away. Oh, Sultan's a swing.
Yeah, it's easy, that.
And you've got 19 and a half seconds left to play. Oh, yeah, I think... Do you know what, actually, Chris? It's not that difficult, is it? It's difficult if you don't know. It's easy if you do know. It that's really the way it that. Works. Yeah. Right. And now, speaking of our lovely listeners...
Willy Bum.
These are your audio WhatsApp messages, guys. From you, you lovely listeners. So, how does it work? You send us an audio WhatsApp message. Save the number in your phone, 0330 33 33 100. Works anywhere in the world. 0330 33 33 100. Okay? Right, shall we have a little listen to what we've been sent in?
Let's.
Is it just the bottom row?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
London Orange on the bottom row.
So it starts with...
Dom eats Watsit, then licks his fingers with his eyes closed. Pass it on.
There you are.
What's the accent? I can't work out the accent.
I don't know.
Dom eats Watsit, then licks his fingers with his eyes closed. Pass it on.
I think that's Bjork.
Yeah. There's a bit.
I think it's actual Bjork has sent in a message.
Yeah.
Dom eats Watsit, then licks his fingers with his eyes closed.
He in Iceland.
Closed. Yeah, isn't it?
We have geezers.
Yeah.
I've got an image.
What, of me eating Watsits?
Yeah, although I picture it scampi fries.
Yes.
You do like scampi fries.
Oh, lovely.
Here's one for you, Dom.
Go on.
Dom bodi dom bodi dom dom bodi bodi dom.
I quite like that, actually.
That really works.
It does.
That's nice.
Oh, let's stop ruining that advert for me now.
Dom bodi dom bodi dom dom bodi bodi dom.
Oh, he held the note at the end, lovely.
Not bit a bad one, isn't it, from the old boy there.
Yeah.
The old boy.
The old boy.
How old is he?
Wow. Anywhere between 20 and 70.
Yeah.
Nice.
Dom bodi dom.
Okay, that'll do. Thank you. Next.
Chris, you're the best.
Thank you.
That's nice.
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you very much.
Chris, you're the best.
Thank you. I need to have that on an Insta button.
Yeah. When you wake up in the morning, have that.
Sure.
Chris, you're the best.
Thank you. Thanks.
She got the TV on in the background when she recorded that, I think.
Chris, you're the best.
I think it's me.
Oh, is it you?
Yeah.
Okay,
I think it's me. All right, here's another one. Now, I've just seen what it says on the screen.
Oh, dear.
Now, Dom.
Yes.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how weird is this one?
Dom eats Watsit, then licks his fingers with his eyes closed. Pass it on.
Now.
It's a good 8.5, I'd say.
Out of 10.
Weird scale, yeah.
Okay.
Dom got mummy pig pregnant. Pass it on.
Oh my God.
It's a little bit muffled.
I'll play it to you again.
Dom got mummy pig pregnant. Pass it on.
He's basically saying, Dom got mummy pig pregnant. Right. pass it on. That's... Now, I need to explain that isn't the story that Mummy Pig
is
pregnant in Peppa Pig. So
worldwide news, this was.
This is not that out of the blue that...
No. Mom got Mummy Pig pregnant. Pass it on.
He also, I think, has a turkey on his head.
Yeah. I don't know why he's undercover.
Can I... Can I also say that he recorded that maybe three or four times and that was the best take?
Really? Is it a problem with his phone?
Is there a chance he's speaking into the wrong end of his phone?
I don't, people often try.
Pass it on.
Oh, dear.
They often try a couple of times thinking we don't notice.
Yeah.
I always like the failed versions. They're just for me.
Yeah.
It's not a shame that one's muffled, is it?
Not really. No. I think that's fine.
Next.
Hey, Chris. I was just thinking. No, I'm not.
Right. Okay. Hilarious.
Oh, wacky. Deep. Deep there, sir.
All right. It's not that deep.
See, I love those.
Hey, don't Chris, think too much. I was just thinking.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where,
do you
that's,
know that one?
That's where I live.
Really?
Is it? Yeah. And I know you
think... So pleased I don't live near you. let's go with the classic.
Pipper H, kids. Pass it on.
There you go. Let's throw that one in.
That's it.
Yeah, there you go.
Pippa hates kids, pass it on.
Yeah, all right, okay, I think we got that. So let's get to some more ones.
Pippa hates kids, pass it on.
Oh, dear, we okay. Well, let's move it away from Pippa.
Dom loves panties, pass it on.
Oh, oh,
dear. It's a bit of a Cornish accent there. It's
sort
like,
of.
Panties.
Yeah. Oh.
Dom likes a frothy bevy, pass it on.
Frothy bevy, frothy bevy, frothy bevy.
Dom loves spandex, pass it on.
Okay, that's right.
Spandex.
Dom's got hairy palms, pass it on.
Okay,
Dom does sit down ways, pass it on.
All right, thank you very much, that's it.
Dom collects vintage page views. Pass it on.
Okay, oh, that's this.
Dom wears double denim. Pass it on.
Yeah, okay, lovely.
Dom loves toters at Hooters. Pass it on.
Yeah, okay, lovely.
Dom's got hairy palms. Pass it on.
Okay, yeah, and...
Dom likes blue movies. Pass it on.
Yeah, and the classic.
Dom gets naked in cap dag. Pass it on.
Now that's is... Fun.
Pippa hates kids. Pass it on.
Same person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah.
Dom gets naked in cap dag. Pass it on. Pippa hates kids. Pass it on.
Pippa hates kids. Pass it on.
Pippa hates kids. Pass it on.
Dom loves... panties.
Such a weird creature there.
So
okay, next.
Did you know that William Shatner once proposed to Stevie Nicks, but she turned him down? It's because she didn't want to be known as Stevie.
Okay, got you. Got it. Got it. Did everyone get that?
Yeah.
Everyone listening, did you get that? I'll play it again. Pay attention, everybody.
Did you know that William Shatner once proposed to Stevie Nicks, but she turned him down? Is because she didn't want to be known as Stevie.
I think it's cut off at the end there.
Yeah, I did it. Yeah.
It's cut off at the end.
There's an issue.
Something wrong with the phone.
Oh dear.
That's very good.
What about this one?
Dominic Byrne, how can you be a red when you're such a fan of the blue? You dirty birdie.
You dirty birdie. Gosh.
It's a very good point.
Dominic Byrne, how can you be a red when you're such a fan of the blue? You dirty birdie.
He sounds like some kind of character that we'd have had on television in the early 90s.
Yeah.
Hey, you, look at the muck in here. Oh, my God, you're a disgrace. I tell you what, I'll give you a slap.
You dirty birdie.
Dominic Byrne, how can you be a red when you're such a fan of the blue?
It's a weird word.
Dominic Byrne, how can you...
How can you... That hurts.
Quite typical, isn't it?
This is for you, Dom.
2, 3, 4. Dominic Byrne loves Mucky Max. One in each hand and one between his toes in cap dag. 8008. 1, 3, 5.
Wow.
Now, he ran out of steam.
Yeah.
3/4 of the way through, I felt. I don't know about people listening. I felt he did.
One between one magazine between, between your toes?
Honestly,
is that what you do?
Take it from me, it's tricky.
Very tricky.
Is it?
You sell the tape.
But just the one foot or between...
So you've got to start with the one between your toes first.
Yeah, of course.
Otherwise...
Because your hands are full.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And you don't have your hands full, would you?
And then you read out a random number, which is what I always like doing at the end.
And what does the number mean?
Well, he's trying to spell a rude word, isn't he?
What is he trying to spell?
Boobs.
Boobies, I think he's trying to spell.
And again?
No, don't write that down, Captain.
We've got enough. What does the number mean?
We've got enough clips.
Dom likes top shelf gentleman rhythm pamphlets. Pass it on.
There you are, lovely.
He sounds a little bit like Declan Donnelly. I don't know why.
Dom's got short arms and deep pockets. Pass it on.
Oh, dear. There's a lot of people having a go at you. Yeah.
Dom eats corn on the cob the wrong way. Pass it on.
Yeah.
Dom eats hot dogs sideways. Pass it on.
Yeah, he's tried loads of these, hasn't he?
Dom eats bananas from the wrong end. Pass it on.
Yeah, you can't work out which one's funnier.
Dom keeps ketchup in the cupboard. Pass it on.
And then he just gave up on the rude stuff and just went with that one. So there you go.
The problem is it says so much more about him. The listener.
Exactly.
Pippa hates kids. Pass it on.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I love that one as well. That's Captain Crapbeard.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
You got a tribute act.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
We're getting a selection of you now, aren't we?
Yeah.
Hello.
Accurate. Very accurate.
Oh, if you would,
if you'd like to send us an audio WhatsApp message, anytime, by the way, you can do. It's 0330 33 33 100. Save it in your phone. It's just so much easier. 0330 33 33 100. We would love to hear your audio WhatsApp messages. Right, Dom's getting news at 9 o'clock next.
The Chris Miles Show.
La, 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 la.
Jingle.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Thanks.
With Škoda. Plug in, charge up, jump in.
Radio X. A safe bet with Tote is a lot like a great race. It's about understanding your limits, staying on track, and knowing when to pull up. With our range of responsible gambling tools, like deposit limits and reality checks, we'll help you stay in the saddle. Visit totes.co.uk/safer-gambling. Bet responsibly. Totally. T's and C's apply. Bet responsibly. 18plus gamblerware.org.
What has two toppings and serves two hungry people? Shall I just tell you? It's Domino's Collection Perfection. That's just $7.99 for any two-topping medium pizza when you collect. Bargain. So go on, strut down to your local Domino's store now.
Domino!
T's and C's apply. See dominoes.co.uk.
This is going to sound odd.
Unicorns are real, and I don't think we're supposed to be here.
This Friday, poke around.
I am telling you, bad things will happen.
And find out.
I need you to act like everything is fine.
It's gonna kill us.
I don't think I should be in swim shorts for this moment.
Paul Rudd, Jenna Ortega, Will Poulter, with Tia Leone and Richard E. Grant.
Called it. There's no negotiating with monsters.
Death of a Unicorn, in cinemas everywhere Friday.
Here's hoping we kill Bigfoot on the way home, huh?
When it comes to hot cross buns, Waitrose haven't just gone Eastery, we've gone extra Eastery. Like swapping out raisins for extra indulgent Belgian chocolate chunks, or making hot cross buns huge and Italian to create an apple and cinnamon hot cross bunnettone. Oh, is that for me? So go on, it's Easter. Make it good. Waitrose. Food to feel good about. Selected stores subject to availability. Prices may vary in Channel Islands, Little Waitrose and Partners and concessions.
If you've transferred money to a scammer, you're not alone. Fraud now affects more people than any other crime in the UK. CEL solicitors have already recovered over £100 million for our clients and can help you get your money back. Thousands of people have trusted us with their fraud and scam claims. So if you've lost money to a scammer,
tell CEL.
We listen. We care. We win.
Octopus Energy, Britain's number one choice for energy. Outstanding customer service and which recommended 8 years running. Visit octopus.energy/one.
Darling, hold my hand.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. Discovering amazing destinations like Ibiza, Lanzarote and Crete. And relaxing in the sun with award-winning VIP service from the Which? Travel Brand of the Year 2024. So, book now from your nearest airport with Jet 2 holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Patronage protected, subject to availability and conditions.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Multi-point inspection. Tick. Full history check. Tick. £750 deposit contribution. Tick.
Every used SEAT is thoroughly checked by a trained technician. However, during the SEAT approved used event, selected vehicles come with one more check. £750 towards your deposit at 11.4% APR representative. Offer ends 30th of April, so clock's ticking.
Tick, 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 tick.
Search SEAT used cars. With Solutions Personal Contract Plan on vehicles up to 3 years old. Participating retailers only. Indemnities may be required. T's and C's apply. Say at finance.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
9 o'clock, here's Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, tributes are being paid to the Hollywood actor Val Kilmer, who has died at the age of 65. He played Batman in the 90s, and he starred as Iceman alongside Tom Cruise in Top Gun.
Every time you go up in the air, you're unsafe. I don't like you because you're dangerous.
That's right. Iceman. I am dangerous.
He had recovered from throat cancer. His daughter says he died last night in LA from pneumonia. Paramount Pictures say he made an indelible cinematic mark spanning genres and generations. The actor Josh Gad called Kilmer an icon. Josh Brolin called him a smart, challenging, brave, uber-creative firecracker. In other news this morning, 23 women have come forward to say they may have been attacked by a student thought to be one of the UK's worst ever sex offenders. Zhen Hazou, who targeted victims in the UK and China, was convicted of 11 counts of rape last month. Donald Trump's expected to unveil sweeping tariffs later on what he's called Liberation Day. The US president hopes they'll encourage American production. UK ministers are still hopeful of securing a deal, but the Prime Minister has acknowledged the likelihood of additional taxes on UK exports. And a senator in the US has broken a record by criticising Donald Trump for more than 24 hours. The Democratic politician Cory Booker made the longest ever speech in the US Senate.
Sport.
Bukayo Saka scored for Arsenal just 7 minutes into his return from injury. He got his side second in a 2-1 Premier League win over Fulham last night. Boss Mikel Arteta says it wasn't all good news, though. Gabriel and Timber both being forced off.
Gabi felt something in his hamstring. We don't know how big that is, and with Jurgen as well. He already was struggling. Very early in the game, he managed to continue. At some point, he couldn't. So that's the downside to it.
Nottingham Forest winger Anthony Elanga got the winner against former club Manchester United in a 1-0 victory last night. Wolves beat West Ham by the same scoreline. Amongst tonight's games, Liverpool can take a step closer to the Premier League title with victory in tonight's Merseyside derby at Anfield. Manchester City and Newcastle have hopes of climbing into the top four. That's ahead of their games with Leicester and Brentford, respectively.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
Staying dry and sunny today. It is going to be breezy again. Temperatures getting up to around 16 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Yeah, all right.
The Chris Miles Show.
Hey, speaking of, you all right? Don't forget, Clinton Baptiste is going to be playing the London Palladium in January 2020. Is it January or February 2026?
Yeah.
Have you bought tickets?
Huh?
Have you already bought tickets?
Yeah.
You
yeah.
Woo-hoo.
What made you think of Clinton just then?
Because I went, you're all right.
Okay. So is it...
Third eye.
Is he doing two nights at the Palladium? Are you... Okay, I thought they added one.
Oh, really?
I thought so, but perhaps not.
Clinton Baptiste is playing the Palladium before you.
Amazing. Well, I mean, he is amazing. 26th of February next year.
Brand new live UK tour 2026. It's called Spectral... you can have a look at it.
Isn't it? It's called Spectral something...
Now he is touring around the UK. Mm. I mean, Clinton's always doing shows.
Yeah.
Oh, he's in Basingstoke.
Oh, is he?
Oh, he is.
Is he playing that venue that you and Toby presented an awards thing at or something?
Yeah.
What's it called again?
The Basingstoke talent show or something.
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to hate me for that.
Basingstoke's
variety
got talent? With a question mark.
Yeah, talent,
yeah, he's playing the Anvil, isn't he? And then he's doing Guildford. This is Clinton Baptiste. Go on his website and have a little look and get tickets. But...
You're quoted on the LW Theatre's website, Chris.
What?
Funniest man alive. This is talking about Clinton Baptiste. The funniest man alive, says Joe Lycett. Such a funny man. I love him, says Rob Brydon. Absolutely hilarious, says Chris Moore.
That sounds made up.
Do you know, we don't think he's absolutely hilarious, do we?
No, no, I do.
Oh, yeah.
I do, but I don't think I'd say... I mean, I might be wrong.
Hmm.
Anyway, he's playing...
Very funny.
...the Palladium. Let me just have a little look. Right, book now.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday, the 26th of February.
Yeah.
He's playing. Clinton Baptiste.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's ever played before. There are still tickets available. And I've bought...
He's sold a fair amount already.
He's sold most of the stores, which is great. But, like, go, what a great night in London you'll have. Have a couple of drinks before the show. Go watch Clinton. Have a right old laugh.
Yeah.
Brilliant. And we'll be there. Because I bought six tickets.
Oh, yeah. I remember this. Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it'd be great.
So...
Very funny.
I'm getting
there. So it's me, Pippa, Dom, Captain... Phoenix, and we'll just give one away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoever our intern is at the time, maybe.
Well, let's see.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can have a seat for, like, drinks and stuff. Coats.
Oh, that's good. It's nice to have a gap seat, isn't it?
So, book your tickets to see Clinton Baptiste next February 2026. And we'll be there. Me and Dom are going to be there. And Pippa.
Yeah.
Yeah,
good seats as well. Good.
He's popular, isn't he? Do you know his video?
It's a funny show.
His video on our Facebook is one of the most commented and viewed ones that we get. People keep commenting from, like, when he was last on ages ago.
It's rare we have people with mystic powers on the show, isn't
it? That's right.
So,
that's true, yeah.
And he has.
Now, football tonight, Dom, and Captain Crapbeard. It's the Liverpool derby.
I love and hate a Merseyside derby. It's so tense.
Before we get into it, I was going to put a little bet on.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to put a little acca on.
Bet responsibly.
Little accumulator.
Yeah.
Brighton versus Villa at Brighton.
Now, that is tricky to call.
That's a great game.
I've gone Brighton.
I'd go draw.
I'd probably go Villa.
Oh. I'm taking that off my accumulator then. Manchester City versus Leicester at the Etihad.
Got to be City.
Yeah. Newcastle versus Brentford at St James's Park. Tricky.
I'd go Newcastle because they're on a bit of a roll now.
Why is that?
Because they won that, didn't they? Do you remember?
No, I don't. No.
We don't talk about that. They won that cup and then had a bus parade.
Well, that friendly we had the other week.
That's it.
It's a cup people like if you win it, and if you don't, it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Southampton versus Palace.
Palace,
yeah.
Sorry to say, but...
Bournemouth versus Ipswich.
Bournemouth.
Now, you think...
Bournemouth.
They're on fire, Bournemouth.
They've won one game in the last five.
Oh, have they?
Yeah.
Oh, but aren't they, like...
They're 10th
now, I think. They're a good team, though.
Head-to-head, over the last 10 years, there's only been one team that have won. It's Bournemouth, and the rest have all been draws.
Oh, really?
So there you are.
See, I like Ipswich, and I would happily have Ipswich stay in the Premier League. But I do think Bournemouth will win that.
All right. And then Liverpool-Everton.
Liverpool 4-1.
Now, would you like me to put a bet on?
Whenever I put a bet on anything... A bit like you, it never ever works.
Well, I've gone 4-1.
4-1?
Yeah.
I can see Everton scoring.
Put £200 on it.
Did you? What?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Of course I didn't.
Of course
I didn't. I'm a mind.
£2.
That's why I don't have a problem with gambling.
Mm. You don't have to worry about losing.
Because there are some people who go like, how much you put on? I have to put a fiver on. Oh, I have a nosebleed if I put a tenner on. And they go, why do you put like £100 on or £200? I'm like, because I don't want to.
No.
No, thanks very much. I don't gamble to win. I gamble to try and win, but I lose.
Yeah.
Hey, do you want to do that little experiment, Captain?
Oh, what was the rules of this again?
So the rules are...
You act as third party here, don't you?
Yeah, so because I'm really bad at gambling, because it's, you know...
Bad.
There's only one winner.
There's only ever one winner.
And that's Victor.
Yep.
So the idea is, so instead of me putting a tenner on an accumulator tonight and a tenner on the Liverpool game at 4-1, I give you £20.
Yeah.
Now, the history, the stats are there. I'm going to lose both bets.
Yeah.
So instead of me losing the money, I give you the money, right?
Yep.
And when I lose, you give me half back.
Okay. What happens when you win?
You pay.
The full...
Mm. Yeah.
So if you give me £20 and the odds are...
So it's 4-1.
20 to 1, something like that?
Something like that.
Ooh. What's 20 times 20?
Okay, so it's 4-1. Liverpool to win 4-1 tonight is 20 to 1. Okay? Whew. So you put one on, you get 20 quid.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm. So I'll put a tenner on it, let's say.
Okay.
Okay. Now, if the score isn't 4-1, you give me back a fiver. Happy days, I feel like I've got something. But you also get a fiver. Good, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It's good that. You get a fiver.
If you win,
yeah,
I give you £200.
Yeah.
But Chris tends to not win.
Yeah.
I mean, when you say tens, never.
And I could tell you how much I've lost over the years, but Tiff's listening, so I'm not going to.
Yeah.
She still thinks I'm on credit. So, what do you think?
There seems like there's more gambling for me.
No, because if you look at my last, they're probably all gone now. Yeah.
I think you're on a safe bet there, Captain, actually.
Yeah, but I don't really want to just transfer.
So, for example, I'll put £100 on Ipswich to win tonight. Right? But instead of actually doing it, I give you the money. Okay?
Yeah.
Right. Right.
And you share in the joy as well.
You're not quite.
So, when Bournemouth... let's just have a little look. Okay. So, Ipswich. Wow, 13 to 2.
Oh, really?
Not great odds, is it?
Hmm.
Let's call that 6 to 1, just for easier maths, right?
Yeah.
6 to 1. So, that's for Ipswich to win. But if Bournemouth win, then you keep half of the bet.
Yeah.
Okay?
Hmm. But then, so how much are you giving me? 100 quid?
I'm going to give you £100.
Right. So if they win, though...
Yeah.
I need to transfer you from my little account to your account,
yeah,
£600.
Yes, that's right. Now, but what are the odds? I'll tell you the odds. 6 to 1.
Yeah. The if is so big in this.
No, but in 6 to 1, the if isn't that big.
It's only two teams playing each other, and they're 6 to 1... to be, I mean, they are.
But it's a 1 in 6 chance I'm transferring Chris Moyles £600.
Listen,
that sounds.
Don't think of it like that.
No,
no, but I think I should.
Yeah, but if you'd have started doing this at the start of the year, you might have like a couple of grand in the kitty.
Buy a new car by Christmas.
Wasn't the first time we said we'd do this, I said maybe because that's not going to come in, but let's pretend it does. That exact score came in and I would have lost
on that
pounds.
Occasion, yes, it did.
It's even less likely to happen twice in a row now.
Exactly right, Pip.
Sorry.
It's all probability.
Okay,
yeah.
Look, here we go. Let's try it.
Shall we give me some sort of buffer money? Sort of like some starting...
No. It's fine.
Like a float.
Yeah. Cool your jets. I'm gonna go Ipswich to win, Brighton to win, Man City to win, Newcastle to win, Palace to win, Liverpool to win.
Right.
That's 66 to 1. Mm. Okay?
Okay.
So I'll give you 100 quid.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Listen... When those results don't come in, you give me back 50.
Yeah.
You keep 50 quid. You just made 50 quid.
What do you think about that?
And then when you win, I transfer you £6,600.
But forget that.
Yes.
Don't think of it like that.
So we both can win.
You definitely really can
win. Yeah, I really can, can't I?
I get 50 quid.
Yeah, but only after you've paid me back.
Radio X.
And I win, you don't keep it.
Coming up.
I'll get that back.
More rip-roaring Radio X records that you'll undoubtedly crank right up to 11.
To 11, yes.
Vote for your favorite British song in Radio X's Best of British. We'll count down your voted top 100 in a couple of weeks. Plus, after 3 rounds, we still haven't had a winner in 20 seconds to 20K. We play again with your chance to win 20 grand tomorrow. Right, let's kickstart this hour with a reek good belt and tune.
The Chris Miles Show, Radio X.
I've just looked at the numbers. Now, if we're going to go in big, Captain, if I put £1,000 on that accumulator, it's 66.83 to 1, right? So, when it loses, you win £500.
Yeah.
£500. Sure. If it just happens to go my way, you owe me £67,828 and 70 pence.
Sure.
But it's not going to happen,
is it? Don't think of it like that, Kat.
That's small fry in the end.
Yeah, small fry in the end.
All right.
Chris, someone's texting, please don't bet on Brighton. We're doing quite well at the moment.
Oh, no, stop that. Stop it. Yeah, Gemma says, I thought we talked about this. No betting on Ipswich. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Stop it.
I must admit, I can't explain any of these thoughts racing through my brain. It's true. Baby, I'm howling for you. All right. There's something wrong with this plot. The actors here have not got a clue. Baby, I'm howling for you.
Talking about 20 seconds, 20K, and we were saying how there was some very angry person on the text going, yeah. These games are rip-off, it's too hard. Mm. And to counterbalance that, I was reading out messages from people going, I think the game's tricky, and I got Blue Monday today in like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Or Blue Monday, that's really, really easy.
Yeah.
Well, shouty person on the text have been back on. They're very angry.
Oh, why?
They're very shouty.
What's happened now?
Game is a rip-off. I'm fuming.
Dear.
And then I said on the air about it all, going, well, if you know the name of that song is Blue Monday, then it's easy. If you don't know the name of the song is Blue Monday, then it's a lot harder. But it's a game. Yeah. It's the luck of the draw. My point is, for £1,000... This is brilliant. Listen to their point. My point is, for £1,000, it needs to be a bit easier / obvious. So, there you go. So then, but for £20,000... should we just play a song that sings the name of the song?
Mm.
If you think for 1,000 it should be easier / obvious, what should the £20,000 track be?
What we're really saying is we should just play a song that this person knows.
Yeah.
That's sort of what it is. If you know it, it's easy. If you don't know it, it's difficult.
We don't pick them out deliberately, like, to catch anyone out as well.
We want people to win.
Yeah. But there's no tricks.
It's not our money.
No.
All right, Dom. Dom, for £1,000, all you got to do is name the song, Dom, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, just name the song. Here we go. Start the clock.
It started with a kiss.
Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue.
It
started with a kiss?
Yeah, well done.
Game's a rip-off. It's so easy.
Whew. All right, Dom, here we go. We're now going for song number two. And according to this angry person's rules, it has to get easier as the game goes on.
Right.
All right, name this song.
Young at Heart.
It is right, yeah. Yes, well done. Oh, my God, you're up to £2,000.
Do you know, we should have done this yesterday for April Fool's, shouldn't we?
You are on fire. All right, Dom, here we go.
Come on, then.
Now we're up in the ante to £5,000. We're playing the version of the game that Angry Listener thinks we should be playing. Okay. So, you know, there's no jeopardy whatsoever.
Right.
All right, here we go. For £5,000, can you name this song?
You can't touch this.
Can't touch this?
Yes! Oh, my goodness! You're on fire!
You're so wicked good at this game.
Oh.
Cheers, guys.
All right. All right, this is now for £10,000.
This will really be winding him up, won't it?
Name the song.
There she was, just walking down the street.
There she was, just walking down the street singing.
That's right. Do what diddy diddy dum diddy do. You are on fire, Dom. You are on fire.
I really want him to text him.
He'll be really angry.
He really will be angry now.
I can feel the next text being drafted.
Yeah, me too.
You have done so well, Dom.
It's going to be a long one as well.
You're feeling good.
Feeling good, Chris. Feeling
now,
confident.
It's up to you. Do you want to go for the next track to win £20,000?
Chris, I've had a lovely day, but I think I should go for it. I'm going to play.
Oh, my God. Okay. For £20,000,
yeah.
Name the song. Oh, yeah, sorry. I've changed the rules. That it doesn't start with a vocal.
Right.
And it's a song from the mid-80s.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, somebody with a sax... Without you near me. Oh, I've never heard a song for my life, Chris.
You're about to lose.
Oh, no.
It's all right, new rule, we play the whole song.
You play the whole song?
Yeah, yeah. With you I see forever. I'll skip ahead for you.
I like it.
Right. Touch me now. For £20,000, Dom, according to this angry listener, can you name this song?
Nothing's going to change my love for you.
Yeah! Yeah, you're right. It does make the game way more exciting. And you're right. Easier / obvious.
Very good.
He's now also text back saying...
No, no, no.
The Paul Turner jingle we played mentioned that we've had three people lose in a row.
Right.
He's like, so he's pre-recorded, right? How did you know that you're going to have three people lose?
Oh.
Do you know how illegal it would be for us to fix a game like that?
Yeah. It's not worth the paperwork.
Okay, so guys, we're doing 20 seconds, 20K next week. So what we're going to do, we're going to have somebody lose Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then we're going to have somebody win on Friday.
Yeah.
The following week, and we haven't worked it out yet, but just so you know. Right, Sharon from The Office is going to play on Wednesday.
Yep.
Dave from The Office is going to play on Thursday.
Mm.
I'll play Friday.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
And you can't do that anymore. They changed all the rules.
But they said on the text, that proves my point. Paul, the voiceover guy, just said three losers in a row. He's pre-recorded, right? Jokers.
Oh, come on.
It's almost like you can get every outcome recorded and use it whenever you feel.
It's almost like you could have said, we've had a winner.
It's kind of good planning, really, isn't it?
Well, it has
to be.
Thank
you. And a quick bit of editing.
Yeah, why don't
we? If we'd had a winner today, do we have Paul Turner say, hey, we had a winner on 20 seconds, 20K?
Could have done.
Oh, can't have like you write these in advance with different options and then make the jingle according to what just happened?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm.
Is that why you'd never written a jingle about predicting something that's going to happen in the future? Makes sense, but I don't believe you. It's all a rip-off, you big jokers!
The Chris Moyles Show.
And we'll be right back.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the new all-electric Škoda Elroq. Jump in. Book a test drive now.
Radio X.
Darling, hold my hand.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. So what are you waiting for? Escape to favourites like Costa Blanca, Morocco and the Algarve. And get 22 kilograms of baggage included. Book now from your nearest airport with just a £60 deposit per person. Jet 2 holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Aptronut or protected, subject to availability and conditions.
Welcome to Peloton, where it's more than just a motivating workout. It's you versus today.
Let the games begin.
Because the motivated version of you is absolutely unstoppable. Equipped with the Peloton bike, tread, and all-access membership, make the change you want to make. With yoga, Pilates, running, or cycling, track your progress with PR and pace targets. Show today what you're made of at onepeloton.co.uk. Find your push, find your power. Peloton. Internet connection in Peloton. All-access membership at £39 per month required. Terms apply. See onepeloton.co.uk.
This is the sound of Steve saving on his energy bills. And this is the sound of all his neighbours and his street saving too. With British Gas, millions of homes could save more and be protected against future price rises by switching to one of our fixed price tariffs. Plus, with Peak Save, you could save even more with half price electricity every Sunday between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Search British Gas tariffs and see if you could save now. Eligibility and T's and C's apply.
This Easter, Waitrose have made things a little extra. We've made chocolatey croissant-shaped eggs with the number one blonde chocolate croissant. We've put eggs inside other Easter eggs, like our number one cracking pistachio. We've even made number one flat Easter eggs. Thick slabs of egg-shaped chocolate with delicious toppings. Might keep that one for myself. So go on, it's Easter. Make it good. Waitrose, food to feel good about. Selected stores, subject to availability. Prices may vary in Channel Islands, Little Waitrose and Partners and concessions.
What's your possible? The vision only you can make happen. Whatever the size of your business, accelerate your growth with the Intuit QuickBooks AI-powered platform. Power your possible with the number one recommended cloud accounting software, Intuit QuickBooks. Based on a survey of 506 UK accounting professionals. Verify at quickbooks.co.uk/verify.
You do anything and everything for your pets. So do we. At Vets for Pets, we've dedicated our lives to them. In the last year, we've treated 1.4 million dogs, 860,000 cats, and even a crocodile. From Dundee to Dorchester, we're the nation's local vet, providing routine care to life-saving surgery. That's why more people trust Vets for Pets than anyone else. We're all for pets. To verify, visit petsathome.com/allforpets.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Miles Z.
Hey, how many K's in Chris?
20 K's.
How many K's in the 4 till 7 thing?
None.
Right, that's because we don't need cash to get listeners. We've got radio shortest running, lowest scoring, least engaging, simming-based, true or false challenge, the Bet Town Quiz.
Actually, maybe we should offer some cash.
We should get some cash.
Yeah. We need some cash. The 4 till 7.
People like cash.
Get
the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
This is going to sound odd.
Unicorns are real, and I don't think we're supposed to be here.
This Friday, poke around.
I am telling you, bad things will happen.
And find out.
I need you to act like everything is fine.
He's going
to
kill us.
I don't think I should be in swim shorts for this moment.
Paul Rudd, Jenna Ortega, Will Poulter with Tia Leone and Richard E. Grant.
Called it. There's no negotiating with monsters.
Death of a Unicorn in cinemas everywhere Friday.
Here's hoping we kill Bigfoot on the way home, huh?
Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
If you like those adverts, wait till you get a load of this next song.
Radio X.
How did Paul Turner know there's just been adverts on? How did he know?
Yeah.
How did he know you're ripping us off?
How did he know? How did you know we were going to play a song at some
point? How did he know you're going to do adverts, then a jingle, then a song?
Yeah.
How did he know that?
Exactly. I see a conspiracy here.
Toby Tarrant's coming out with a request hour at 10 this morning. Oh, how did he know? How did he know Toby Tarrant was going to be on? How did he know he didn't have flu?
Yeah.
Show's a rip-off. Anyway, it's Wednesday. Oh, yeah. Oh, you knew that, didn't you? You knew it was Wednesday, didn't you? How did you know that? Anyway, hi. Welcome to the Chris Miles Show. I'll play the Radio X record of the week in a few seconds from Mumford & Sons. But first, here's the song that makes us all in the studio absolutely panic, where we fear for a few seconds we're playing the wrong version.
Yeah. Everybody, report the robbery!
Move! And I'll execute every mother last one of you.
Well, good.